Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge powered by Sportsline. I am your host, Alan Bell, and we have a tremendous show lined up for you this Saturday. And I tell you what, we are not going to waste any time. Let's bring in the stars of the show and look at the boys looking good as always. Let's take a look at our recap from yesterday. And you know what? It kind of fits the model of what we've had going on all week. Another strong day. You see it right there. We were the jeweler's gem away from a perfect day. So well done, boys. Well done, everybody. And let's get started and let's do it again today. Michael Roberts, how are we doing today, buddy?
We're doing excellent. I can't wait to see what Justin has here and Mike. And, you know, I already got action like, 28, 30 games already. And I still haven't inputted all the NBA yet. So I'm looking forward to it.
There we go. Jay Smooth, the machine. What's up, man?
Morning. Yeah, you know, I'm like Micah. I got a lot of stuff going on today. It is an exciting day. But, you know, wanted to give a little quick, I don't do this much, but wanted to give a shout out to my guy, Scott Engel at Sportsline for this, you know, this little anti-jinx black cat shirt from the New York Bodega Cats. So we're going to be lucky today. We're going to keep the run going.
I love it. Scott Engel is the man, and that shirt is dope, man. I like it. M squared. What's good, buddy?
Not much, man. Just trying to stay warm here in Nashville. As Jay Smooth was rubbing it in, he said 60s in New York City right now. A little jealous of that. It is. I'm not cut out for this cold weather. So,
dude, but, I know. Doing well. Yeah, I'm with you. I think I'm, 5 miles down the road from you. It's like 29 degrees an hour ago, right? Like, it is much colder here in Nashville. I swear, dude, it's much colder.
It's 42 here. It's 42. It's just sunny out there. It looks like it might be 60. It's 42. It's 42 today.
Well, let's jump into the storylines that could affect the betting lines for today. And Micah, I'm going to come to you as we do every Saturday morning. What money moves are you seeing in college football today?
Yeah, these were the early money moves at Circa Sports Sunday when they first opened the line, the first line that opens up in America. And it opened up at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Texas El Paso 6-10 against Rice, Mississippi 34-37 against Vanderbilt, Pitt 11-15 against Virginia, NC State 10-12.5 against Syracuse, Minnesota 5-7.5 at Indiana, and South Carolina +10 to +7.5 against Auburn, betting against the Bo Nix thing. So that's all we got for now. That's what happened early Sunday.
I love it. It's going to be another great, college football Saturday, and we're getting, close to the end. So we're going to see teams that are fighting for bowl eligibility, conference championship clinchers, teams that are fighting for the college football playoff. These next 2 weeks are going to be fantastic. All right, let's jump into our picks for today. Our site play is going to be Utah State -5, courtesy of our man, Matt Severance. He feels like the Aggies are getting really good value at home. This number should be around 7, 7.5. So we are going to roll Utah State here and, beat up on the Wyoming Cowboys. All right. So jumping into you guys' picks. Micah, I'm going to come to you first. You got a couple. You got one from just about every sport today, my man.
Yeah, spread it around. We're doing it all. This is one of those days like, back when I was in the sports book, I hated this week because I had everything merging together. I didn't have any board space. We had all worlds colliding at once. So got everything going today, and we're going to start out. I'm not going to spend too much time. We talked about it Wednesday, but I came to the conclusion that I'm on Kansas State. I just think the letdown is too big for Baylor, so that's one. Now we go into college basketball game in a couple hours, tipping off in Des Moines, Drake. This Drake team, this is what I love about college basketball, is a team like Drake. They can compete with anybody in the nation, don't get a lot of respect, but all they do, square their shoulders, jump shot, 50% every single year. Last year closed out with the tournament and everything, 49-48%. But I like that. Over 50% shooting. They lead the nation 51% shooting already at three-point range, and they only allow 37%. Now, it's a small sample. There's only two games that they've played. They won them both, but the numbers are identical to what they did last year when they started 18-0. All five of those starters are back. They're all upperclassmen. Four of them are seniors. The bench is loaded. I mean, this team is completely stacked. So I feel with the home court edge, I've got about 4 points of value that is not in this number. Go ahead and lay the 4.5. Now we go to the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers. Got the big win the other night after five straight losses and no covers without Joel Embiid. He's not playing again tonight at Portland. It's the only place Portland can win. It might be one of the best home court advantages in the NBA as far as disparity from at home to playing on the road. They're terrible on the road, but at home, they do not lose. I look for them to win by double digits against the Sixers here. And that's all I got, guys. Give me some winners.
Well, that's a beautiful slate you just laid out. And absolutely, we're going to continue with those winners here. Jay Smooth, the machine. What are you seeing on the model today, my man?
All right. So first of all, Micah, I definitely agree with you with Drake. The model isn't there, but my head is definitely there. It's something I'm looking at. So I'm all with you. That's a great pick. But let's get into what the model does have today. So I'm going to take UT Rio Grande Valley, or UTRGV. It's an annoying one to find, but I got them at +2.5. You can get them around +3 right now. The market's moving the other way, but I like them to win. I think that they might be able to win this one. The model makes them -2 today. So we're going to go with that one. And then the next game we're going to take is DePaul. So DePaul has actually been playing really good basketball. They're 2-0-1 against the spread. It's been a little difficult for them only because they played some good teams, but they actually upset Rutgers. So I like that a lot for them. I'm going to take them again to win today. Model makes them -13. You can get them -9.5. And then lastly, I'm going to take Purdue going up against UNC in one of the tournaments today in the first round. I just think Purdue looks way too good to be getting a -6 line against anybody. I have this one at -9. So we're going to go ahead and take that on the 3-point edge as well.
M squared, go ahead and bring us home, buddy. What do you got?
All right, let's go to college basketball first, because this one's seeing a lot of line movement since I played it this morning. I'm taking Tennessee +2.5. It's down to 2, even some 1.5s in the market here. But I like them against Villanova in the neutral site tournament game. We know what Villanova's blueprint is. Their blueprint is 3-and-D, very narrow bench. They're basically playing a 6-man rotation, giving 6 people starters minutes. They're just incredibly thin. They're very good, but they're incredibly thin. This Tennessee team is very young, very deep, very athletic. The game plan for Villanova is going to be to slow this one to a halt, make Tennessee play half-court offense. That's fine if Villanova shoots well. If they do not shoot well from the perimeter, it's going to allow Tennessee to hang around, and it's going to be tough for Villanova here. So I like Tennessee to get the upset. I think they're a little underrated coming into this college basketball season, and I don't think they should have been getting 2.5. I think that's why you see the market responding right now. I make this game exactly a pick 'em in my simulations. And then heading to college football, I'm taking the under in Michigan State, Ohio State, but just for the first quarter. It's under 14.5, -105 is where I played it on DraftKings. You can find some under 16.5, laying a lot of juice out there. I don't recommend it, as there's really not a ton of difference between 14.5 and 16.5 in a sport like college football. Definitely would not be laying more juice to get the 16.5 number myself. But I do like the under here. I think that the blueprint for Michigan State is very, very clear. Keep Ohio State off of the football field. This is going to be a heavy, heavy workload for Walker at running back. They're going to give him 30 touches in this game. Starting early and often, it's take care of the football, run as much clock as they possibly can, as they know that this game has to remain as low a scoring as possible if they want to have any chance of winning it.
I do love our Saturday morning first quarter unders. It has become my favorite thing of the week. And you're right about Tennessee. Rick Barnes, he's got some horses on the squad. That's going to be a fun game to watch for sure. So as Coach always says, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap for today. My goodness, it does look glorious. Now, you'll see on here that we have different sports. We've tried to line it up to where you could tell which is football, which is basketball. M squared is on Michigan State, Ohio State first quarter under 14.5. Tennessee +2.5 against Villanova. Mike is on Kansas State -1, Drake -4.5, and the Trailblazers -6. Jay Smooth, the machine here, is on Texas Rio Grande Valley +2.5. DePaul -9.5. Purdue -6. Our side play is Utah State -5. And the AB3 today, understand it is all football. We're going Boston College money line. We're going Utah State money line. And we are going Tulane money line. But you always know, that we have one more gift for you on Saturday mornings. Let's go ahead and pull this up so that you can see what Mike and the boys on Wednesday, our college football preview show, have going on today. And I'm not going to read through all of them, but I will leave it up here for just a second so that you can see we've got tons of plays. The boys are 58.1% against the spread this season. Been doing very well, and another great Saturday lined up for you there. So, all that being said, the only thing left to do, boys, say thank you to everybody tuning in. Let's go cash some tickets. All right? For Jay Smooth, for M Squared, for Michael Roberts, I'm Alan Bell. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Good luck, everybody. We'll be right back.